540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with breaking news from Stockholm. The Nobel Prize in Medicine has just been awarded to two scientists whose work was key during the COVID pandemic.
For their discoveries concerning nucleoside base modifications that enabled the development of effective mRNA vaccines against COVID-19.
Thomas Perlman with the Nobel Committee. Winner Drew Weissman is American. Katalin Karikó from Hungary. They'll split $1 million. Former President Trump says he will be at court in New York today for the start of a civil trial involving his business dealings. Correspondent Jared Hill.
New York Attorney General Letitia James is accusing Trump and the Trump Organization of overvaluing properties by hundreds of millions of dollars. James also says they lied about Trump's net worth, all while pursuing favorable bank loans.
Claiming you have money that you do not have does not amount to the art of the deal. It's the art of the steal.
On social media, Trump wrote, "This whole case is a sham."
The federal government is up and running this morning after Congress averted a shutdown over the weekend. The price for House Speaker Kevin McCarthy? The possibility of losing his leadership position for teaming up with Democrats. Fellow Republican Matt Gaetz is leading the charge for McCarthy's removal, telling CNN.
Nobody trusts Kevin McCarthy. He lied to Biden. He lied to House conservatives. He had appropriators marking to a different number altogether.
McCarthy is daring Gaetz to bring it on. Another strike has been averted in the car industry. Almost 4,000 employees at Mack truck plants in Pennsylvania, Maryland, and Florida have reached a tentative contract agreement as the UAW strike against the Big Three expands. Police in New York are searching for a 9-year-old girl who disappeared when she went for a bike ride with friends during a family camping trip at a state park north of Albany, deciding to make one last loop by herself. Governor Kathy Hochul.
Right now, there's over 100 personnel deployed, 75 law enforcement on the ground, the two drones, an airboat search team, 6 underwater rescue teams, another boat that has sonar.
Officials say Charlotte Cena's bike was found on the path where she'd been riding. A heartbreaking end for a 2-time World Series champ.
Swing and a miss. 6 strikeouts for Tim Wakefield.
Red Sox say 57-year-old Wakefield died from brain cancer. Fans are paying respects.
He was a great pitcher, a great knuckleball. They say he was a great family man, did a lot for the community.
S&P futures are up 2. Dow futures ahead 8. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin.